Of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's improved your overall day-to-day how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature, because it's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life. And I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. I've got more energy and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Use the promo code KATE, K-A-T-E, my first name, and get all of those steals and deals. Mother's Day and Father's Day are coming, and you need these products. They are amazing. Thanks, you guys.
America, drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Wait, when I was growing up, there were two medicines in the world. You had aspirin and camphophonique. That's all there was. Now there's so many medicines. They got this prescription stuff that they advertise on TV, and I swear, half the time, the side effects are 50 times worse than what the medicine cures. Like, try new Floraflor for itchy, watery eyes. It's Floraflor. Side effects may include nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on your home, feline leukemia, athlete's foot, head lice, club foot, MSMD, VD, fleas, anxiety, sleeplessness, drowsiness, poor gas mileage, tooth decay, parvo, warts, unibrow, lazy eye, fruit flies, chest pains, clogged drains, hemorrhoids, dry heaving, and sexual dysfunction.
I'm watching it going, you know what? I'll just have itchy, watery eyes.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you listening last hour and on a Tuesday. So grateful for you to listen to the show because there's so many things to learn. And I'm so grateful for the guests we have. I have Uncle Milty.
Hi.
And I also have the fantastic Pam Bartha from livediseasefree.com. We got that right, Pam, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay, excellent. Pam is an amazing gal. And let me just tell you, she knows what she's talking about. She will accept your phone calls. I know I had many people reach out and say, can you please have Pam Bartha on? And it's probably been 6 months since you've been on. So I'm really, really grateful to you for coming on because you introduced the idea of parasites. And since then, Lee Merritt has talked about parasites, and she's utterly convinced as an MD that parasites are more problematic for us than most things are, but we never get told this. So I'm very, very excited for you because in your story, you cured yourself of your own MS diagnosis.
First of all, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when I was just 28 years old. And I was told at that time there was nothing I could do, that I would be completely disabled in time. And I was a really healthy person. And I was so like dumbfounded, like how can you go from being a healthy person to having this mysterious incurable disease that just takes over your life?
Right.
But by the grace of God and a lot of diligence on my part, I've been able to live MS free for 35 years now.
It's such an amazing story. And I really do hope people listen, because do you feel parasites are mostly what makes up the degenerative diseases over time? You see the decline of the nervous system, you see the decline of cognitive, or you see the decline. Do you think it's mostly that?
It would be more so parasites than toxins in our environment. Absolutely. We definitely have to use a holistic approach to get well, mm-hmm. but the poisons that these parasites produce in our body, they cause so many more symptoms inside of us than any poisons we would get from the environment.
Okay. There are other, there are all kinds of parasites. A lot of people think there's just one kind, but there's many, many different kinds, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There are worms. So there's really big worms that are up to 3 feet or 5 feet long. There are small worms that you can't see. There's protists, which are single cell parasites. They're more complex than bacteria, but then there's different types of bacteria that are very pathogenic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also different fungi that can cause a lot of disease.
Wow. Okay. So when people get a hold of you, you're able to kind of help them through this process, detoxing of all these parasites, because we don't detox. We don't, for some reason in America, this is never talked about. And you've even said on the show, we deworm our dogs. We do not deworm ourselves. And can you imagine all the stuff we're eating, what is in those foods and everything else that's coming by way of all kinds of different mechanisms? But wow, we don't do this as a culture, but other countries do.
And I think that's the big lie that we've been told, and even our healthcare professionals have been told, is that you can only get a parasite if you travel to a third world or underdeveloped country.
Yes, right.
That is so untrue. And really, that has been the decoy that's kept us away from treating the cause of disease.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Look, you guys are going to be able to call in this hour, because last time I had you on, We did just the interview, because there was so much to talk about and I wanted you to explain. But I know the audience has great questions too. So we'll get to those. 888-673-1450 is the call-in number. You were talking about research lately that you've been doing lately. Leaky brain.
Yes. So the sicker we are, the more out of balance we are. And we can't just think about treating one type of parasite. We usually have multiple parasites out of balance. And what's really interesting, just last week, what I was going over some research where they're finding that certain bacteria, there could be other microbes that do this, but certain bacteria, especially the Clostridia, they're some of them that they produce the nastiest, most horrible toxins that can really impact us. But they can, one species, one type of Clostridia can produce a neurotoxin that really has an affinity to go up to the blood-brain barrier and make our blood-brain barrier leaky. So we have a leaky brain. And then we end up with so many more parasites that get in, and toxins that get into the central nervous system that should not be there. That could be one of the reasons why in certain conditions. And that's not just multiple sclerosis, but when we're over 50, mm-hmm. a lot of people have lesions in their central nervous system. They have like these ulcers type things in their central nervous system from their pockets of inflammation caused by parasites, and autism and many other conditions can have these lesions. Even migraine headaches, they have these lesions in their central nervous system. So it's not just the gut, but it's also the types of microbes that live in the gut. They can produce poisons that can give us a leaky brain.
And what did you say was causing this in your research lately?
Well, this is one type of a Clostridia species, and okay. that is a type of bacteria mm-hmm. that is common in probably a lot of neurological diseases. I know one doctor was linking it with autism also. Mm-hmm. So like some of these, the bacteria, they can produce very, very strong neurotoxins. And it's not just Clostridia. Like Clostridia is the type of bacteria that causes tetanus and botulism and gangrene, like mm-hmm. really nasty right. conditions. So this is just one example. I'm mm-hmm. sure there are many others of that can affect our blood-brain barrier, but this is one example that's documented in science.
Is it man-made or just found and named?
It is a bacteria that would be present in our gut in very small amounts. It's very common from our environment, from food. But it's when we go on antibiotics and uh-huh. it really devastates our healthy microbes. And then this particular, these bacteria can get really out of balance and then they cause problems. So C. difficile is another type of Clostridia that it actually killed my father-in-law, and it causes a lot of really bad, basically diarrhea to the point where, and right. a lot of other symptoms. And the only way to treat C. difficile is through a fecal transplant. And so this is a different species that I did research on last week.
Wow.
But the same type of bacteria.
Okay. Here's a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Pam Bartha from livediseasefree.com.
Hi, Pam. Do you see a correlation of bitter herbs from the Bible?
Absolutely. Okay. I absolutely love the herbs mm-hmm. and like wormwood, for example. There are so many different herbs
Great
that
question.
Are wonderful and we mm-hmm. use them. Mm-hmm. But we find that herbs by themselves, when we have chronic disease, mm-hmm. they're just not enough for us to recover by themselves. We've worked with them for years before, but once we started to incorporate parasite treatments, the parasite drugs, and also chlorine dioxide, it's made a world of difference for people that we had no idea they could have the recovery that they're having right now. People that were so disabled and they're walking again. And I've never promised that, but there's so much recovery that we can have. So although I love the herbs and we've used many of them in combinations, we just haven't found that they're strong enough on their own mm-hmm. to treat the really large worms and also to treat more systemically, especially right. into the central nervous system.
Right, because they talk about frankincense, because we're talking about yeah. biblical ones, that where you smell that smell and it does something for the brain, right? And so maybe that can happen, but you're not going after the root cause of what's causing the problem, right, with the brain?
We use it in conjunction. So when mm-hmm. we're treating, first of all, like we don't just start treating. We first mm-hmm. help the students to feel better. So they change their diet. They go really low carb,
right.
Which really makes a difference. Their okay. symptoms improve greatly. Then they support the body. So they're feeling a lot better before they start treating. And then with treatment, they're using a combination of parasite drugs that they test well for, mm-hmm. energy test well for, and herbs. So the herbs still have an important role mm-hmm. and using chlorine dioxide. And it's that combination that can really accelerate our recovery.
Excellent. Here's a caller for you. There you go, caller. You're on with Pam Bartha.
Yeah, Pam. I'm so happy you called. I actually talked to Kate last week about bringing you on, and she got a little yep. excited. So I got 25 questions, but I'm going to narrow it down a comment and a question. Is it true that parasites live off of sugars?
Oh, yes, they love. That is their favorite food. They will eat other food, but that is why following the Live Disease-Free diet makes such a difference in people's symptoms. We've had, just in the last very few months, we've had like even 4 students that have neurological diseases. They had double vision where their eyes wander and their eyes went returned to normal just with going low carb. bladder really improves significantly, bladder function, when you go low carb. And that's caused by parasites too. But there are so many symptoms that we can have improvements by just going low carb. Lots of nutrition, but low carb.
Okay. Next. And the question, too?
Wow. And the other thing I want to ask you, a lot of people have belly fat, everyone, males, females. Mm-hmm. Is that do you think that's something to do with that? And inflammation, obviously.
Right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Pam, inflammation and belly fat.
Yes. So inflammation is the war zone where your immune system is fighting parasites. And belly fat is usually just an indication that we've been eating a lot of processed carbs. So if you follow, like, I've got the Live Disease Free guidelines mm-hmm. free on our website. You can just even do a Google search, Live Disease Free guidelines. If you start following that or even decreasing the processed carbs, you'll notice the belly fat goes away. But when we eat the processed carbs, we get the belly fat, but we're also feeding the parasites. So we're accelerating all kinds of diseases. And all diseases are caused by an imbalance in our microbiome.
Wow. Fascinating. Okay. And a quick question, caller. Go for it.
Hi. My question is, there's a lot of diabetes going on, type 2. I understand that's a pancreas dysfunction. Any ideas?
Okay, thanks. Go right ahead. 45 seconds.
Absolutely. So our students that have multiple sclerosis, quite a few of them will also have diabetes. And when they follow this plan, their diabetes symptoms are the first things to go. So again, diabetes is an infectious disease. And as we treat the parasites, restore balance, and we recover from diabetes and MS, whatever disease it is.
Wow. All right. So livediseasefree.com, great resource. Pam is there and she'll work with you. Make sure and tell her you're coming from this show so that she knows what you've listened to as well and can get a good handle on how much you've listened to as well. But man, there are so many different things that I'm thinking in my mind right now as far as questions I've got too. But we'll take your calls. Pam Bartha is on livediseasefree.com, popular guest, because this whole parasite thing is not talked about a lot in the medical communities, like where the doctors reside, and they need to be. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Pam Bartha.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So glad to have Pam Bartha on with me. LiveDiseaseFree.com is the website. And there's so many questions we have, of course, on this. And parasites are something not talked about in the medical community. In fact, when you get a rare disease, MS, all these things, what do they say, Pam? What's the causation that the doctors give you usually?
They don't know what causes it, mm-hmm. and there is no cure, yeah. and they believe that it's your immune system is attacking your tissue, your nerve tissue.
And also, I've heard this one too, somewhere in your family, they have some kind of gene that this is why you got this, yes?
That's right, yeah. Very often, there could be a genetic link to it.
Mm. And so, a lot of people are just getting told there is no answer, we don't know why. And they accept the methods that are given to them by the doctors, maybe because of that. Well, we don't know, so we have to go with the doctors and exactly what they say. Don't look outside the box, right?
Absolutely. I'm over 60, and mm-hmm. I'm from the generation that...
Wow, you look great.
Whenever you get sick, you just go to your doctor, mm-hmm. and you just feel they're going to cure you. And then when I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, I was like shocked mm-hmm. that there was no cure. But... like, especially our generation, and probably for a lot of people, is that we just really look up to our healthcare professionals and we really feel mm-hmm. that they have all the answers, if there are any answers. But once you get sick, you really realize what they don't know.
Yes. And in the year 2023, shouldn't they know by now? But, you know, Uncle Milty.
Is there any good testing for parasites that's accurate?
For my students, I don't recommend tests for parasites because they would spend, you know, $750 to $1,000 or more. And the parasites that are causing the problem usually are not showing up. Mm-hmm. So our parasite tests are very poor. I mean, if it's covered and you don't have to pay out of pocket, fine, get it done. But it's probably not going to show what's causing your symptoms. Hmm. What we do instead is we are energy tested to see which treatments test the best for us. Hmm. And then when we see like, oh, these two treatments treat roundworms, then we probably have roundworms. Or this these two treatments will treat tapeworms. We probably have tapeworms.
Oh, okay. And excellent. I want to ask you about fenbendazole, right? Am I saying that right? Fenbendazole?
Fenbendazole.
There you go. Yeah. I'm the name murderer. But I want to ask you about that because I think, you know, a lot of people think if they just take this, it will, because you can even get that off Amazon, it will cure all the parasites. What do you have to say to that?
I personally wouldn't just take a parasite drug, especially if you don't know, number one, if that's what you need, and number two, are you using the right dosages? Because these parasites can become resistant to treatments quite easily. And then if you ever need it in the future, then it's not going to work for you. What's better is to follow a plan where, number one, you really support your body first, and then you see what parasite drugs test well for you, and then use the right dosages. And again, it's not perfect to sterilize your body, but we use, again, chlorine dioxide and herbs and the parasite drugs together, and then people get results.
Okay. Because I wondered about that. A lot of people think that that's the only, that, you know, if you can just take that, you're fine, but you could you upset your system, your gut system, by taking that if you didn't have a problem with this?
Well, there is toxicity to every single pharmaceutical, so yeah. Why take something that right. you don't need? Or what if you're not using the right amount? Or what if right. you use too much and you hurt yourself, right?
Yeah,
so
true.
it's really important to have a plan.
I like that. You can get that too at livediseasefree.com. I love what Pam does. This is her life's work, is helping people rid themselves of disease and illnesses, things like this. We shall be right back with Pam Bartha. And don't go anywhere. We'll take your calls, too. So 888-673-1450. If you've got a call, we'll take it for Pam. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Out of my dirty red bandana, I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show, a little Bobby McGee for you. Janice Joplin, I've got Uncle Milty here, and Pam Bartha from livediseasefree.com. She's helping people all over the world, and I love that about Pam. She's got a good heart. And if you've ever seen Pam, she looks like she's 40, and I'm not joking here. She looks like she's 40 years old. I actually thought she was. And you're over the age of 60. And when you can rid yourself of these parasites, when you can actually dive in and eat healthy and do things right, it's really amazing how you look. Right, Pam?
Absolutely. And your energy, too. It's huge.
Jeez. Boy, was that, you know, for some, sad that will be the case. It will be vanity because they're going in for all this plastic surgery. But you have to realize that you can look younger just by ridding yourself of all of these things that kind of set out to destroy the body, right? I mean, that's what it's about.
The poisons that these parasites produce, they just make us feel horrible, and it makes us look older and tired.
Yeah. And they don't want to kill the host, so they don't kill you. They just do a lot of damage.
Absolutely.
So one of the questions that we were talking about on the last segment was the fact that doctors will say, well, this must have been in a gene from some great uncle you didn't know, and this is why you have this. But let's talk about those genes for a moment. Can you have a gene from some great uncle that would cause you a debilitating degenerative illness or disease right now?
Like, I have a science degree and I'm a researcher, and I've been on this journey for 35 years. And I truly believe that all chronic disease is mostly caused, and this is autoimmune, cancer, heart disease, that it's parasites that are involved in causing it. There's something called epigenetics. So there's things in our environment that will affect gene expression, but that can be, you know, turned around too when you do the right thing. So the vast majority, I really believe that all disease is caused by a disruption in our microbiome, and it's different parasites for different conditions.
Okay. And some get into the brain and some are in the gut.
Some like to live in our joints, some like to live in our guts, some like to live in the reproductive organs, some love the central nervous system. So they just like to live in different parts of the body and cause different types of symptoms, and then we get a different disease label.
I see. Uncle Milty?
Do you recommend a method for washing fruits and vegetables, like an ozone machine?
Or even meat, too. Yeah.
So oxidative, like ozone, also chlorine dioxide, the oxygen type therapies or substances are great. I would say and hydrogen peroxide, food grade hydrogen peroxide also.
Mm. Okay. So you just rinse them in there? Do you soak them in there? What do you do?
You'd have to soak them for a couple of 3 minutes, I would think, at least at a certain concentration, and then that will definitely kill the parasites on the outside.
Because we have that new appeal stuff from Bill Gates. On our fruits and veggies. Yeah. It makes me sick. You're eating
rotten
fruit.
If we only knew what they were doing to our food.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful, isn't it?
Just so people know, though, food grade 35% hydrogen peroxide is extremely caustic.
Yes.
So know what you're doing if you use
that. Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Because I know a lot of people had questions about that after you were on last time.
So you would, if you're disinfecting vegetables, you have to just look at different recipes online from credible websites. And you have to be very careful. Like when you're working with 35%, I'd wear rubber gloves, and you have to be very careful you don't get it on clothes or your skin, because it'll turn it white, and you have to dilute it to a certain amount. So it's very caustic when it's 35%.
Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Question for Pam Bartha.
Hello. Is this me, Kate?
Yes. You're on. Go for it.
Hi. Yeah, this is Michael. So my wife has triple negative breast cancer, and she's been taking a fenbendazole and change of diet, fruits and vegetables. Just got her a ionized alkaline machine that we're rinsing all vegetables and stuff. I've communicated with you before about this and told me to reach out to Dr. Merritt. It's scary because it doesn't seem to be getting any traction.
Okay.
And
you need to work with Pam directly. What would be his next step, Pam? Thanks, Michael.
Well,
appreciate you.
For all the people we work with, and it doesn't matter if they have cancer or neurological disorder, autoimmune. The number one step is the diet and getting the carbs low enough. So there are a lot of TED Talks that you can find on YouTube about how important low carb is for cancer. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people, they think they're low carb, but to get down to about 30 total grams of carbs per day. So you have to get into a certain target zone, and that's really important for cancer, and then to support her body. And then honestly, I would be energy tested, because there are many other parasite drugs that, like albendazole and others, that will treat cancer also. So like they're not used for cancer, but there's a lot of research showing that they're very beneficial. So it's what type of parasites does she have, and using, and with our students, they never just test well for one parasite drug. The ones we work with are really, really sick, and they will normally test well for 3 to 5 parasite drugs at one time. And so we work it in systematically where they can tolerate it. We do all the prep work so they're feeling better, and then they bring things in one at a time so they don't have huge Herx reactions. But just one treatment would not be enough for somebody who's really, really sick. She's out of balance. She's got more than one microbe out of balance. And, you know, she's got to target, use more of a plan of attack on what she's dealing with.
Right, right. Not just a potpourri of things, but, I mean, a plan. And Michael, if you're out there, you need to get with Pam Bartha at livediseasefree.com. And, man, we wish your wife better health.
So
gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
And Milty and your guest. Question, I came into the show a little later, but I just heard you talking about parasites and anti-parasitic drugs.
Right,
and
with Pam Bartha.
Toxicity. And I'll just ask a question, hang up and listen to your answer here. The I take ivermectin, which is an antiparasitic. I take it as a prophylaxis upon the recommendation of somebody, you know. Mm-hmm. I think Twyla Brace, actually.
Right.
Just against COVID. Is that the type of drug that there is some toxicity to? And I'll hang up and listen to your
Thank you.
Answer.
Appreciate that. Love great, you. Great question. Thank you. Go right ahead, Pam.
So ivermectin is recommended prophylactically to help decrease, you know, getting COVID and the severity of COVID. When you're taking it very like low doses, it's not toxic. Our students are taking much higher doses to treat parasites. It's actually quite a safe drug. They're all really safe when you use them properly. All the parasite drugs that we've worked with, they're all actually tolerated better than herbs are. And maybe that's just because they're a little bit more effective at treating some of these bigger parasites. Because when you treat them, you know, if you're not treating them effectively, they can kind of, you know, cause symptoms because they don't like it. We call it angry worm syndrome. So
what has the whole vaccination, if you ask me about the vaccination program, I'm going to, you know, I can go into a lot of history about why I believe they had to do this to us or wanted to do this to us. It's not for us, it's to us. But what is your take on the vaccination program and parasites and what that's done to us? Because we're more sick than ever as a nation.
Are you talking about just the most recent vaccination?
No, I'm talking about all of them. Yeah, I'm talking about all of them. The whole program.
I honestly don't believe that they're safe. I believe that the notion of what they were supposed to be intended for, you know, sounds great, but I really don't believe that they're safe.
Yeah.
And there are so many children that are vaccine injured. The autism is just through the roof. And there could be, you know, you just listen to different doctors like Dr. Judy McFitz. Like
I've had her on twice.
She's a great one to explain about all the different, and even other doctors like Dr. Klinghardt talking about the retroviruses, like we can be contaminated with different viruses that could suppress our immune system and make us more susceptible, that our immune system is not going to fight parasites like it normally should. So, you know, maybe some of us were vaccine injured, right? And maybe that's why we were more, but for myself, I know I was on a lot of antibiotics. And that is really the biggest common thread that I see in the people that I work with is a lot of antibiotic use, especially before the age of 10 or even for acne. And it doesn't even have to be many courses of antibiotics, but for me, I was on tetracycline, which is a broad spectrum antibiotic for months.
Right.
And that's really devastating to your ecosystem.
And so that's been causing, so the overuse has been causing a lot of problems. Because when you go in, everybody wants a script, and that script better be an antibiotic. It doesn't matter what it's for, right? When they leave the office too. We've been well-trained, I'll put it that way, right?
Yes, and we don't realize the long-term consequences of it. And our doctors don't either. Like they really don't know.
Yeah. Our food supply is so devastating right now, like what they're doing to it, what they're putting in it, the things we ingest in our bodies. I mean, I think we're walking miracles as it is, and we're the unhealthiest nation by far. But honestly, we are walking miracles because our immune systems have been able to withstand all the abuse that's been happening to us. But do you think the average person has parasites? And I mean, are we talking huge volumes of them? Because we don't deworm, like we don't, you know, we deworm our dogs, but we don't deworm as people. We're never trained to do that. And so do you think we're all walking around with a ton of them inside?
We all have parasites, but the amount of parasites we have really depends on just how you feel. Do you have a sharp mind? Do you have great memory? If you don't, or moods like depression, anxiety, cognitive dysfunction, and then symptoms like where you get muscle twitches, that's another one, infertility, you know, you can go on and on with strength, fatigue, allergies. So the more symptoms you have, the more out of balance you are. When you get a disease label, then you have a parasitic infestation and it's more than one type. And then you just have to, we're not going to sterilize ourselves from parasites, but we're going to bring their numbers down,
right,
way down, so that we feel energy and we feel vitality and we, you know, we look younger, we feel younger, we live longer. So
I cannot believe that you aren't 40. I am just in shock. But anyway, that's a whole nother show we'll have to do on that, because I'm just, you should see Pam. She's gorgeous. And I also wanted to know what changes you've seen. You've been at this for several decades, more than several decades now. What changes have you seen in the vaccinated from the COVID, I call it Blovid shots. What have you seen that's different too in people?
Well, fortunately, most of the students that I work with, they're not vaccinated because they're awake, right? So that's why they find me.
Yeah.
But there have been a couple of students that they were like virtually symptom free going through the process, and one for work and another one to see their family. They took the shot and it really exacerbated all of their neurological symptoms. We have a young lady in our hometown who was a healthy, normal person, and she now has this, it looks like MS, like completely disabled. Our neighbor, my mom's neighbor, died. He was totally healthy and he died of heart disease just by getting it. So it's the spike protein is so incredibly toxic to our body. And then if we had parasites before, it really, it creates a lot more havoc. So I think that the more out of balance we are, we don't tolerate the vaccines as well. But then also, what kind of vaccine did we get? Did we get the saline? Did we get the double dose? Like, there's so many factors.
Different recipes to the
shots. We really have to have a detox plan living in this day and age, because what the heavy metals that are coming in through our air, like through the geoengineering, with even just the shedding, right? There's just so many different assaults that are coming at our body. And we have to enjoy our life, but we have to be smart and we have to have a little plan of how we can offset all of these awful things that are coming our way.
And I want to add too that for people that go, oh, shedding, that's those conspiracy theorists. No, Pfizer actually had a section of it discussing shedding and how it would happen, and that they were kind of afraid it would happen in volume, in mass, and that it would happen in their own documentation. And so people just didn't read their own documentation from Pfizer. So they've been out with it and talked about it, but not talked about it. I should say it's just in their documentation, but they've made it look like a conspiracy theory and it's not. And I so love that you're working. Can you kind of give us a rundown of all the different illnesses and diseases people have brought to you to get some help from you?
Well, when they have MS, they usually, and I'm going to do a talk tomorrow about this, but they have multiple diseases. So all autoimmune diseases, cardiovascular, we've seen tumors shrinking, migraines go away, infertility corrects. It doesn't matter what, you know, diabetes is not really common, but quite common, and the symptoms of diabetes go away, inflammatory bowel disease, epilepsy, like you name it.
Wow. Cancer.
Restless leg.
Cancer.
Absolutely cancer too. Like people that have MS, you would think they just have MS, but they very often they've had cancer before or after their MS diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
And many other diseases. Yes, maybe because they're on these strong immunosuppressive drugs, right? Mm-hmm. When you have a parasitic infestation and then you use immunosuppressive drugs, that is a disaster, because then you're more susceptible to more parasites, which cause different diseases. And then you end up with 3 to 5 diseases, not just MS.
Okay. When we come back, I want to ask Pam, what is one of the biggest ways people get parasites? And when we come back, and if you have a question or two, we can take them in the next little, in the last short segment of the show. Be right back. More with Pam Bartha from livediseasefree.com. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. And I've got Uncle Milty. We're live. Also have Pam Bartha. Isn't she a gift? From livediseasefree.com. Tell her we sent you. If you go and message her, let her know that you're from this show. And let me tell you, I have so many different questions, but one of them is, where do you think most of the parasites that we have, where are they coming from?
They are present in our soil.
Mm-hmm.
They are present in our pets, our produce. So some people, if they feel that they're eating just, you know, vegetarian, they're not eating any animal, but they're coming in on our produce from different countries. They're basically they're in the water. If you walk barefoot on soil that has parasites, they can come up through your feet. So we don't have to be paranoid about them, but we have to be wise and really restore balance and then use certain practices to treat periodically and maybe to make a few changes in our life to, you know, protect us and decrease the mm-hmm. incidence of us being exposed to them.
Well, look at the volume of seafood we eat now that is grown in its own feces, right? And not wild. And it's sold everywhere from Costco. I mean, you name it. You're look on the back and these farms that they grow stuff on, it's pretty disgusting in many, many countries that we're getting sent seafood too, right?
Absolutely.
What about sushi?
I would never eat raw fish just with everything that I know, because I know they're supposed to freeze it and it's supposed to be free of parasites. But honestly, I've seen reports of people that were very sick from parasites, never left the country, but they ate raw fish, sushi very regularly. So,
ooh, wow. Okay.
They claim that saltwater fish doesn't have parasites. I don't believe it.
What do you think, Pam?
I don't believe it either.
Yeah. Yeah. And so most of this is coming from our food, you'd say, our food supply.
From our food and from pets. We can even get parasites from eating in a restaurant, somebody preparing our food if we're eating raw salads and things like that.
Okay.
But I would say probably our food and our pets, maybe.
Okay. Because
soil.
Our pets are a big deal because a lot of kids sleep with their dogs. We've always had a dog, right? And sleep with their dogs in the beds and they're going out and they're pooping in the yard, coming in with it on their feet possibly, right? So kids are on the floor playing all the time. So there are some problems with this.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't think, like, we had no idea the types of parasites we were dealing with until we started to see them coming out. And now we've got two dogs, but they're outside mm-hmm. just because they like to be outside. It's a kind of breed that does, but I personally don't want to have dogs in the house just with what I deal with every day with my students.
And you know, I think it was you that you were saying on the show last time that just like the rate might go up of maybe even degenerative stuff happening later on because you start out with a family pet from a baby on, right?
Yeah, there's even studies showing that I think if you are a teenager and you have a dog, you have a much higher incidence of having multiple sclerosis later on in life. There's so many links between the two. Yeah, and that's the actual study. So I think the whole factor is that we have to, number one, learn how to protect our microbiome, how to restore balance. Mm-hmm. We need that healthy ecosystem. Learn how to recognize symptoms of when we are out of balance, deal with things early, restore balance early so we can avoid chronic disease. Those mm-hmm. are so important.
Yeah. Diet is so much. And so of this, and we just need to be more careful. We need to be understanding like what is affecting us. And like when we said, you know, there are other countries that understand that you probably have parasites you need to get rid of, but in America, it's not even a conversation. I think doctors look at you crosswise when you come in and you mention this. I've never been in a doctor's office, I'll say this, where that has ever been brought up. Never.
No, they have been educated to believe that parasites are only an issue in third world countries or underdeveloped yep. countries. They are not present. They are not a problem. And even with just in the MS community, mm-hmm. the expert panel that decides how MS is right. treated and diagnosed, they find no value in looking for parasites.
Right. And between, like I know, it's so crazy to me because look at how many times they've recalled lettuce. You don't think there's a problem with the way because we think that we're immune to this, but the third world country has stuff. It's amazing to me how many times the recalls have happened.
So. I know. And then you start to wonder, like, is this right. really an oversight or is this intentional? Because
exactly.
if you treat somebody for parasites, you lose a customer is like maybe a couple $1,000s if
yeah.
it's really bad.
Pharma
you know, or
loses.
The disease-modifying drugs, like they're
yeah. You're right.
$200,000 to $400,000 per year right now.
You're right. Thank you so much, Pam. We're out of time. LiveDiseaseFree.com. LiveDiseaseFree.com. Go visit her. Get her help. She's amazing. Love her. And KateDallyRadio.com. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. I'll be on Alex Jones tomorrow with Ron Gibson on land patents. So I'll do that tomorrow on Alex Jones. Hi, everybody. This is Kate. Hey, go to preparewithkate.com. Right now, you can get some food storage in your home, and you can get such a savings on it. You can get a three-month supply with $150 off, or you can get a four-day supply for $297. There's some great deals right now, and the best part is you can actually pay over time, but get it in your house right now. So I'm really letting you guys know, preparewithkate.com. It puts you right into Patriot Supply. They're a fantastic company with fantastic products. And I urge you to go ahead and get some food now as prices are going to be doubling and scarcity is going to be happening. So please get some food under your roof. Preparewithkate.com. Thanks, guys. Hey guys, Kate here. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you realize the Pure Body Spray, the Zeolite Spray, there's an ad for that on the bottom of my homepage. You guys might want to grab that. In fact, I'm seeing a lot of really great results from it. This is the one my daughters turned me on to, and they give it to their kids, but also for older people as well. Because of the metals in our body, the things that are so toxic, they think this is what's causing all the Alzheimer's and dementia to happen. And so if that's the case, this Pure Body Spray, all you do is spray it in your mouth, tastes like water, you don't even taste anything, and a couple times a day, and it adheres to the metals and the toxins in your body and takes them out. And so this is an important spray. With everything going on, all of the things showering down on our heads and everything else, this is something that you're going to want in your arsenal. So I highly, highly recommend this Pure Body Zeolite Spray, okay? Make sure and go to the link on the bottom of my homepage. You'll feel better, less brain fog, all kinds of different things that you'll see from getting those toxins out of your body, your liver, everything else. Zeolite Spray is amazing, and this is the purest form on the market, so make sure and get it. Hey guys, go to the website, look for FIQ Copper. The Recuperate Copper product is amazing. I've been taking it, and I've got blood tests to prove how well I'm doing since I've been taking it. Also, I take the magnesium with it. That's very important, too. So I also take their magnesium. I ordered their whole C, which I absolutely love, and their cod liver oil. If you need thyroid help, that's a wonderful place to start with thyroid, naturally. So they have so many wonderful products, but you have to click on the FIQ ad at the bottom of Kate Daly Radio. And I hope you do so because you're going to get terrific prices on these products. And I believe in the delivery system of these products. They are amazing. FIQ is off the hook amazing. Try it out.